Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Well, the direction of cash cattle markets has not been established for the week, with just a few cattle sold in our part of the country, and they were priced 119 to 119.50. Now, the lack of volume makes overall tests too light to establish an accurate trend. It's expected the packers will become more aggressive through the day today, although active trade may still not develop until late today or tomorrow. Firm underlying cash market support during early December has helped bring additional stability to the hog futures complex. This underlying support sparked limited but encouraging gains midweek as traders focus on firm support developing in spring and summer 2020 contracts. Although traders still remain cautious about short-term supply levels, the expectation is that the availability of market-ready hogs will continue to tighten during early 2020. Although this is expected to bring only limited price support, a move above long-term lows and slow but steady growth in nearby contracts is expected to be sparking increased commercial and non-commercial support. On the grains, wheat contracts are higher across the board, led by Minneapolis, which hasn't taken floor leadership in what, well, feels like months. Wheat prices held together better than expected yesterday as corn and ethanol prices tried to act as an anchor to the grain room. Corn prices are slightly lower overnight, sitting just above yesterday's lows and near the midpoint of the post-Thanksgiving range. Corn prices gave up early session gains Wednesday to trade noticeably weaker, following the direction of ethanol prices that got slammed by over 2% at the lows. Analysts were busy searching for a catalyst to the ethanol sell-off, especially considering weekly data from the Energy Information Agency was supportive of ethanol and corn prices. Moderate gains for soybeans overnight, with an effort to close higher for the third straight session. If confirmed, this would be the first three-day winning streak since early November. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle down 110, 119.45. February down 147, 124.17. January feeder cattle down 150, 140.87. March down 150, 141.42. December hogs down 62 cents, 61.87. Kansas City wheat, the March was up 3 3/4 yesterday, 440.5. May was up 3 3/4 at 448.25. Chicago wheat, March up 2 1/4, 527.5. May up 1 3/4 at 531.5. March corn down 2 3/4, 378.5. May down 2 3/4 at 384.5. January soybeans up 7 cents, 878. March up 7 cents, 892.5. March cotton up 65 cents, 64.70. The May's up 46 cents. At 65.61. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.